WJTL Third Day, Let There Be Light. We, the Kingdom, and Bear Reinhardt of Need to Breathe teaming up for Child of Love. Good morning. It's 7:03.
Hey, good morning, friends. You can start your Sundays of praise and worship on WJTL. Also, every week, Chrissy Lee, our wonderful host of the Praise and Worship podcast, Praise and Worship show, brings us a praise and worship song of the day. It's a moment I always look forward to every morning. It's coming up at the end of this hour at 7:50. Keep up with Chrissy Lee and WJTL Praise and Worship on Facebook, Instagram, or her blog.
This morning, our very special guest from Kavod Theater, the executive producer and founder, our friend Connie Diener. Good morning to you, Connie.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. How are you all?
We're doing great. Mm-hmm. So great to hear your voice, Connie. Anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
Yes, I want to give a shout out to my husband, Dave, and all of our students out there at Kavod, and just love them all.
Oh, and that's evident. Tell us about Kavod.
Yeah, so Kavod means the glory of God in Hebrew, and I started Kavod, actually, Fred, it's been 16 and a half years ago.
That's crazy.
Like, I just can't hardly believe it. But we're there to create with purpose, and that's our vision, and really just bringing glory to the Lord in the arts and all that we do, and bringing excellence, and it's just a family. And so we do all kinds of classes and dance, all different styles of dance, starting with potty trained, like around 8, up until we have an adult program. And so we offer over 120 classes a week with dance, music, tumbling, acro, theater, of course. Yeah. And then we have a theaters, Kavod Theater as well, that seats 225 people. So yeah, we're quite busy, and it's just really fun. Kids are just excited to be there because of just we were shut down for a period of time, but we've been going strong now since the beginning of the school year in August. And we've just seen really God's hand of protection over us.
So you've been around 16 years. I'm guessing you're starting to see a second generation.
Yeah,
those who grew up with you now bringing their kids back.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Especially. Makes me feel really old.
You're located there in New Holland, and that's where a lot of your stuff is. And I think it's wonderful that you're open back up with COVID, and that that, like you said, you're still able to have this. And I bet the kids and the families are loving it.
They are loving it. I just remember back when we first opened after being shut down for about 12 weeks. We had some summer things going on, but we really came back in August. And just you couldn't hug, you have to be careful. But just the love and the appreciation for one another, I think it's been really great. I think one of my favorite quotes is, when obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal. You do not change your decision to get there. And I think we've all had to adjust and adapt, but we've really seen through this pandemic God's grace and miracles, and it's just been really cool.
Having watched your journey, and many of our listeners too, but maybe some have it, what was that seed of that God planted in you, Connie, many years ago, that you really wanted to have God's creativity at work in the community and in the arts? Because I feel like, we live in an area where maybe sometimes the creativity and using your gifts and talents in, dance and theater wasn't as encouraged. And you really brought that to the forefront. Tell us a little bit about how that started in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, years ago, I grew up on a farm in Indiana. I would like to say not that many, but in actuality, it was a lot. It was long ago. and I grew up on a pig farm, and I was in a very conservative home and wasn't allowed to dance. And yet I had all this creative, energy tied up inside of me. And, my parents, after begging and begging and begging, allowed me to be in a show. And I had a theater teacher, much like Stan Dean, actually, just one of our favorite people that has passed, that was very involved at Kavod. But I was just, he pulled all this stuff out of me, my confidence and everything arose, and that gave me such a love for the arts. And yet I had to take my training, and my daughter did, all through schools where that it was very difficult, you know, to really, it was just a lot of things that you had to deal with. And I really wanted costumes and shows to be family friendly. And all of our costumes on our dance side are very, are conservative, but yet, you know, very relevant and cool. So, and then I wanted it to be excellent. So my daughter and I went together and she did, I did the theater side. We started with, you know, 25 enrollments and now we have over 600, but,
wow.
We started small and just really, building a great dance program. She did the dance side. I did the theater. And we've just seen God blessing it and people coming from all over driving 45 minutes to an hour away because of the family atmosphere and that it is a godly environment. And so we celebrate one another instead of that's really what I wanted it to be is when you celebrate one another and not, it's not all about you. And so that's kind of the culture that we have developed. And we have a program for, adults, teens and adults with challenges and disabilities, and they love it and they're part of us. And it's just really cool to see that culture being developed mm-hmm. over the years and our students and our teachers as well.
Here are lots of opportunities for you and your family to get involved, to express your God-given abilities and your creativity, to bless those around you. Go to kavod.org and find out all the things that Connie's talking about that they're offering. They're located there in New Holland. They have three shows coming up, and coming up on the way, we're going to talk to Connie about those shows and how you can experience those as well. So we invite you to stick around.